Mr. Fleming, can you hear me? I'm just doing an audio test.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I'm just going to mute it for a second until we get the projector figured out here, but thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Mr. Fleming, just to let you know, we haven't started the meeting yet. We're just waiting for to get our quorum here, which we anticipate in about 5 minutes. So sorry for the delay.
Yeah, no worries.
there, but we'll all get into it together. All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. And we do have a quorum. We're going to appoint two alternates. Josh and Bill are both going to fill in for, Bill Pike and Ann Decker. Right. So we do have a quorum of five then, and we can proceed. So is there any public comment tonight on any matter other than the application pending before us tonight? Hearing none, there is no public comment. So now we've got application ZBA 22-3, the application of Nathaniel Fleming on behalf of Asif Chowdhury, dealing with the property at 271 Hop River Road. And they're seeking a variance from zoning regulations 18.D.4 and 18.G.1 small a point small one, actually II, so two. All right. We have before us the application that was submitted in advance, which I think the members have had a chance to observe and review. We've also have received today a one-page staff report, apparently submitted by Michael Donato, the interim CEO for Bolton, dated November 8th, 2022, with the subject of ZBA variance application 22-3/271 Hop River Road. With us today are the applicant, Mr. Chowdhury, as well as Greg Fedus, F-E-D-U-S, on his behalf. And I see Nathaniel Fleming, the applicant, is with us by Zoom. I just know for the record that I don't have anyone else that appears to be participating by Zoom at this time. All right, unless any members of the board have feel otherwise, I was going to turn it over to the applicant and allow them to make their pitch, so to speak. And we'll hear from Mr. Fedus.
Good evening. My name is Greg Fedus with Fedus Engineering, an office at 70 Essex Street, Mystic, Connecticut. Professional engineer license in Connecticut, representing the owner of the property, Chowdhury. So I'm sure all of you know the location on Hop River Road. It's a gas station that's been there quite a while. It also operated as a repair shop and oil delivery business. You probably are also aware there was quite a bit of, for lack of a better word, junk vehicles and junk stored on site. The owners since cleaned up the majority of that, if not all of it. We're in the process of cleaning up the site from an environmental standpoint. New tanks were installed. We did get approved renovation of the existing station in Canopy. Pending reapproval of that, we decided that the building was in not good shape and we were going to replace the building. And that allowed us to replace the canopy also. So everything kind of with the existing canopy is, I would say, too close to the state highway, too close to Hop River Road. People would be in the right of way utilizing it. So since the owner decided he's going to basically scrape the entire site and start over, it allowed us to do a much better layout, move the canopy further in from the right-of-way line, reorient in a perpendicular fashion to the road instead of a parallel fashion, which is just better circulation of better use of the site.
Can I just interrupt briefly?
Yes.
Can you just tell us where you are with the P&Z Commission? You may have just touched upon that, but I just want to understand that.
I believe it's either tomorrow night or a week from tomorrow night. I'm not sure night of the meeting, but it should be our final meeting. We should receive approval of this new configuration.
Okay.
Nathaniel might know, is it the 9th or the 16th?
So it's tomorrow night's our meeting for PNZ. So that should be our final meeting, like Greg said.
All right. And so just so I'm clear, has the issue of the canopy been raised, withdrawn? Has the issue of the signage on the canopy been raised before the PNZ commission?
We did not propose any signage that could be approved.
All right.
They've seen it. I mean, it's on the drawings, but it's not, if we don't get a variance, then they're not going to, it's not approved.
All right, so you don't have any intent to request it through the PNZ. The way you read the regulations, nope. It's a definite no. Well, it's a non-starter.
I wouldn't say that, but we're here tonight before you to request the variance for the canopy signage. We think we're entitled to it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
But instead of arguing that point, we're just going to ask for the variance.
I'm sorry, Mark.
No.
So, in essence, you took it upon yourself to apply for the variance.
We relied on the advice of the zoning enforcement officer who said we need to get a variance
for. Okay. But in essence, you didn't make a formal request or a permit to put signage on this canopy.
I believe we didn't make a formal request, but we showed our signage package to the zoning enforcement officer, and he directed us to here because of whichever regulation.
Yeah, current regulations do not permit signage on a structural canopy. That's current regulation. Current zoning regulations do not allow signage on a structural canopy. Yeah. That's the current regulation.
So your zoning enforcement officer, and you put it in writing today, we did receive this at after 6 o'clock tonight via email, which I didn't see until we got here.
We got it here at 7.
Yeah, so we're in the same boat because I just saw it at the same time. But he, one of his points was that all signage was removed from the site, which is not true. But that's actually why we were here. If he had made the determination that our signage on our existing canopy is still there, which there was a similar site, the Valero.
Let me try to understand something. You're going to leave the canopy where it is. How are you going to tear that down?
We're tearing it down.
You're going to tear down the canopy. You're going to tear down the building. You're going to level the land and start out fresh.
Start fresh with a clean slate. So just what happened at the Valero. And I'm only bringing this up for kind of a background in history. They took down their canopy and replaced it. They were allowed to keep their signage on their canopy because they didn't paint over it. We painted, our signage is still there. It's just, we haven't painted over it in white paint. So Sitco wouldn't, it probably wasn't even this owner. It was probably the previous owner. Sitco, once they stopped distributing or selling Sitco gas, the signage needs to not be visible. So the only reason, I think the only reason we're here is because the CEO made the determination that we remove the signage. The signage is still there. We can take some paint thinner, remove the white paint, and it's there. So, so separate of that, we may do that, I guess, if we fail here tonight to get the variance. But that's not necessarily, it weighs in, but it's not necessarily legal, a legal reason maybe why this should be granted. So we are, again, so that's a little bit of the history. The existing canopy, if we had left it and utilized it, which we had originally planned to do, we wouldn't be here tonight because we'd have a canopy with signage on it already. So we're just kind of looking for what we have. What we had and still have on our existing canopy. Again, the only thing, and similarly, there's an existing freestanding sign that's not removed, where this is all of our signs removed. That's not the case. It's still it's still here. We're basically, it was, that's a little bit simpler to kind of wash out the CITGO stuff, but that ID sign, and I have, we can pass out here. These are, and I think these are, might be on our set of plans also, but I just have two copies so you can maybe pass it around. That's the existing sign. You can kind of see the pricing is out of it, which CITGO necessarily doesn't care about. But the CITGO sign on top, you can tell it's a CITGO. It's there, but it's kind of covered up.
This doesn't concern us tonight.
No, particular it does not. But it's okay. A similar situation with the existing camp.
Okay.
So we do kind of make that argument that it's an existing nonconformity that we presently have on the existing canopy, but we're taking it down and putting up a new canopy. We just like to kind of slide that existing nonconformity over.
I don't want to keep interrupting you, but we can come back. Well, I'll let you give your pitch, and then I'll.
That's just part of the argument. There's some other issues that.
But it's an existing nonconformity that you intend to tear down, which means it will no longer be existing.
Same exact thing that Valero.
Yeah, if they did it wrong, that's why. I mean, you can't have a nonconforming use, tear it down, and then. You know, say, well, there used to be something here that was non-conforming, you know, that, so.
Well, we didn't, yeah, it's still there.
So. Yeah, but if you're telling, yeah, so if you're saying, tell us you're going to tear it down, there goes your non-conforming pre-existing.
Yeah.
So we can get to that.
We can wait, and I can respectfully disagree with that.
Actually, I shouldn't keep interrupting him. Okay. Let him give his pitch.
The CEO also wrote something different.
Yeah.
He said we removed the sign. Made a similar, if it was still there, I think we wouldn't be here. I respect your take.
It's early.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I would prefer to agree with the CEO if he went in our direction. So I think a couple of, I'm going to say kind of the last and what I would consider the most important part of our argument for last, but so your signage regulations allow quite a bit more signage than what we're proposing as an overall package. It does allow 240 square feet, and we're at with the canopy signage, we're at like 184 square feet, which is building signage, ID, freestanding ID. So there's a little bit of conflict because what other signs would get us up to that 240. We're not allowed more building signage. We're not allowed a bigger canopy or a freestanding sign. So it's a little bit, and again, that's just informational, but it's contradictory in the regs. So the reason canopies have signage on them or logos is for the big partner's sake, they are typically first thing anyone sees coming down the road. So in both directions, there would be a CITGO on either end. And then in the front, not as critical, but we have, from a visibility standpoint, when you're traveling. And the reason I talked about the traffic study, which I'd like to somehow formally submit tonight, somehow through Zoom, or I don't have it with me, but we have the ability to either email it or Zoom it to you, or it's already in. But they did state, so the speed limit on that road is 45 miles an hour. But during the traffic study, they did do a speed study also, and it was closer to 57, 58 miles an hour in both directions. probably not a surprise to anyone here, but it raises a big safety concern. People typically don't sit at home and say to themselves, hey, I'm gonna go get gas, I'm gonna head over to the CITGO station on Hop River Road. They're typically driving, they look you know, their light comes on or they realize they are low on gas, they're driving down the road, they see, you know, whether it's a canopy with, you know, a logo, or they see a freestanding sign, they see it with plenty of distance. And again, from a safety standpoint, we want people acknowledging, hey, I need gas, see the sign, and plenty of time to slow down and stop, and, you know, make that left turn in or right turn in. So for us, that's kind of the biggest kind of hardship here, is that without that, it's just the unidentified gas station.
What's the hardship? In a simple sentence? Safety. And there's something peculiar, there's something more unsafe about this than the neighbor. There's something peculiar about this.
The neighbors aren't gas stations, so that's different. The other neighbors, the other down the road, two other gas stations in town do have logos and/or the name
brand. So the peculiar feature is that it's a gas station. Thank you.
In this neighborhood. And again, just to the CEO in his second paragraph, following closure of the sitco, all previously installed signage, including canopy signs, was removed. I think in our drawings we did submit. You can see the sitco under the white paint, still there. There was no intent to remove anything. That's it. If there's any questions, or if Mr. Choudhury wants to comment. You gotta identify yourself.
Yes. I'm the owner of 271 Hopkins River Road, Baltimore. My name is Asif Choudhury, and I live in Old Lyme. Since I took over this property, it's a junkyard. The guy previously who owned it is horrible. Last 70 years, 60 year lease, it is just too much. But if you go at this time, I mean, I almost this year cleaned the whole site. If you go back of the building, everything is removed from oil reserve tanks to shed, trailers, everything is gone. We basically keep it simple, is that this year, April, planning zoning approved existing building with the convenience store with the way it looks like it. But I think is that is we assess the building, it's just we needed to, because it's too old. And the canopy existing is very old too. I'm sure it's like probably 40 years, you know. So going with the new building and new canopy, it will present nice site for people. You know, people go there and they, you know, basically if I renovated as it is, it's basically, it's a junk, you know. You have to start over, you know, and it's cheaper to build new building than fixing the old one, you know, because a new building is a wood frame building, you know, and existing that if you go to a site looking the canopy, it's paint over when they 2012, right here. That's the canopy, you know, we had a signage, existing canopy, and to that, when they shut it down, see, it 2013, I think they shut it down as a trademark sitco. So they cannot allow anybody to, because once you stop selling gas, you have to paint over or either put the cover on it. So it shows in that white mark, it still shows sitco on it. So rather than I propose new canopy, brand new canopy, and They do allow, town does not have any issues for the coloring, but the only I cannot allow, they say you cannot allow to put sitco triangle. So I'm basically what I've done for this site as far the Board of Planning Zoning, they loved it. They know anyone is against this project. I already approved previously. Now I went with new one. So it's they happy to see new building rather than the old junkyard building. And they last meeting we had, I think they happy about it. But I just think that is at least we had sitco on it. You know what I mean? That that's what I'm came here for. You know, what I'm asking legitimate, you know, it's like, you know, I went to few variance board in last 10 years in Old Lyme. I have a station down by Soundview. I had to get non-conforming lot, 9 variance is backing, but one of the board chairman, he gave me approval for 9 variance right by the Soundview beach, you know what I mean? And, because it was existing building just like that, one just like we had to knock him down and putting a new building on the non-conforming. And the town said, we know you for 30 years. So basically, I really appreciate if you can, you know, considering.
Thank you, sir.
Giving my thing, you know, I'm not really asking too much, is only a signage, you know. So what I done for the site is really, you look at it, I mean, if you drive by at the site, we really clean 80% of the site. And after the planning zoning approval, we're gonna start construct, you know,
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Before we start peppering with questions, Mr. Fleming, do you have anything you'd like to add as far as
your initial? Yeah, question? I just want to reiterate Greg's point that, you know, it's a matter of safety. That's kind of our number one priority, is just safety in the region with the high traffic area with high speed limit, to reinforce that point, but that's it.
Okay. You've mentioned that you want to submit a traffic safety plan as part of this.
Well, it's the traffic report that was submitted to planning and so on.
Does it include any analysis of the safety factors that you're relying upon here tonight?
It does. All it does is talk about the speed that I mentioned. That's all what right. I quoted out of the.
But it doesn't talk about specifics, lines of sight, and what might be seen by a pedestrian.
Well, it does talk about lines of sight.
I don't mean pedestrian.
It does talk about it. It's because of the higher speed, it requires a longer line of sight, which we have, and which the line of sight is going to be dealt with tomorrow night at the planning and zoning meeting. We did revise our plans to include, I think it's 600 feet line of sight in both directions, due to the higher speed and the high 57, 58 miles an hour. I think that was clocked. So we did talk about it. The civil engineers, that's part of our plan set for tomorrow night. I mean, I could also submit that. I just don't have the ability to, if we don't have the ability to share the screen, we can't submit the stuff.
All right.
If it makes a difference, we can submit it and then come back next month.
Well, everyone's going to have their own thoughts, but maybe you're making an argument that your hardship is based upon the safety of travelers. And if you had a traffic safety plan supporting that, I mean, your statement is maybe well-founded. It may not be. I don't know. But usually we'd expect a traffic engineer, and even then, I just don't, I think we all would probably, if there's a safety, or if there's a plan out there that says that this is dangerous as presented, you know, we'd like to see it, but I don't think that nothing's like that been written to date. Or am I
There's
wrong?
It's not a specific plan, correct.
All right. I can jump in with both feet, but if somebody else, I don't want to, you know, monopolize this. If you know, somebody's got to speak first, but. Okay.
I'd like to clear up some terminology and some regulations within the Bolton zoning regulations. So now this is section 18, which is signage. I'm on the last page, 1811. This is 18.0. Removal of sign faces after termination of use. Now, this regulation, the paragraph I'm about to read, is written based on current regulations. Current regulations do not permit a canopy sign, so the word structural canopy is not in here. But if there were structural canopy signs allowed, it would, but we're talking about pre-existing non-conforming use, which I'm going to try to describe the scenario, which I think that is valid.
No, just go a bit slower, Bill. You're saying...
So let me read the paragraph here. It says, all wall freestanding sign faces shall be removed within 30 days after permanent closure of any business. But such removal should not affect the right of the current or future property owner to install a sign within each sign face equal to or less than the area of the sign previously existing on the property.
Just reference, tell us where you're reading from.
I'm not in the packet. I'm on planning and zoning section 18. Oh, last page.
The last page, Mark.
Thank you. Okay.
You're going to find contradictions in our regulations.
I'm not done yet. I'm just starting with this. Okay. General provision, section 3.
Wait a minute, what page
do
you want? I
want
to follow you.
I'm not supporting information. I don't know if it's in the packet. This is what I personally brought myself. I didn't make copies for everybody.
No, no.
That's fine.
Is it with our regulations?
It's our regulations.
And just tell us which one, Bill. We've got the whole thing here.
Oh, you got the whole set of regulations?
Yeah.
For signage, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this section 18. Section 3, general provisions. You don't have section 3. General provisions.
So you've gone out of signage now.
Our signage, okay. And our Bolton zoning regs in section 3. An existing non-conforming use shall be considered terminated if all of the following occur. One, such non-conforming use is discontinued for a period of at least 1 year, which the state of Connecticut disagrees with. I think our regulations in violation with the state of Connecticut. I'll read that later.
It's not constitutional.
Yep. At the end of such 1 year period, the commission or its agent sends written notice via registered letter to the property owner containing discontinued use, notifies such owner of the commission's intent to consider such use as terminated unless written response to the contrary is received by the commission or its agent within 30 consecutive days after the receipt of such registered letter. So if I go back to the top, any existing non-conforming use shall be considered terminated if all of the following occur. That did not occur. I went into the building file for this property address. I found a tremendous amount of useful information, but there was no termination of the use. So in my opinion, the non-conforming use still applies. And this is state of Connecticut. This was published effective July 1, 2017, state of Connecticut, an act clarifying continuation of non-conforming uses, buildings, or structures. Such regulations shall not prohibit the continuance of any non-conforming use, building, or structure existing at the time of the adoption of such regulations. Such regulations shall not provide for the termination of any non-conforming use solely as a result of non-use for a specific period of time without regard to the intent of the property owner to maintain that use.
Okay, now there, you just said the important part. Intent.
So, and a non-conforming use runs with the land. It doesn't belong to the previous owner. It runs with the land. There's another statement to that effect in the state and or the town's regulations. So I'm making the point that the non-conforming use has not been abandoned. And I understand your concern where they're tearing the canopy down, but it's a sign.
Be a pretty clear abandonment. Most people's definition. They're tearing it down and reinstalling it in a different spot, Bill. If that's not,
this is
that's not a continuation of well, go ahead.
This is the state of Connecticut now. This is a clarification on abandoned non-conforming uses in Connecticut. The demolition or deconstruction of a non-conforming use, building, or structure shall not by itself be evidence of such property owner's intent not to reestablish such use, building, or structure. Now, I've read some case law on this with other towns. Other towns have specific regulations in their zoning regs. If you have a non-conforming, pre-existing non-conforming sign, they tell you what you can and cannot do. And it's specifically written in the regulations. That you can do minor maintenance, you can't tear down the structure. But our regulations don't say that at all. They do not. So based on the clarification from the state of Connecticut issued in 2017 and our own regulations, I say the non-conforming use still exists and they have the right to put the sign back up no bigger than what the existing sign was. That's my point of view.
Just think of the logic of that for a second.
Yep.
He's got a non-conforming use in one location, which they're going to tear down, put it up in some other location. So somehow you think that because at one point of time you had a non-conforming use in location A, you can stick it up perhaps wherever he may like, and it's grandfathered in by the fact that once upon a time there's a non-conforming use. Is that the way you read that?
If there was a sign on a building and that sign was a pre-existing non-conforming use and they wanted to demo the building, would you allow them to take the sign off, put the new building up, and put the sign back?
Can you answer his question?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I can.
I think we're getting into a discussion where we would have if we were discussing whether to do it.
Oh okay. I just wanted to get this out to save a lot of time on discussion going down the rabbit hole that I don't.
I know you did.
Right. So
I have no problem with discussing it further, but I think this is something we're really chewing up.
Okay. Well, then I.
Now, wait, Jonathan had his hand up.
Yeah.
No,
John, I can't answer his question because this clarification from the state of Connecticut issued in July 1, 2017 clearly states the demolition or deconstruction of a non-conforming use, building, or structure shall not by itself be evidence of such property owner's intent not to reestablish such use, building, or structure. That's pretty clear to me.
It's not nearly as clear.
This piece of paper suggests to me a latecomer coming in cold and tired and hungry. It says that the signage has been removed. Well, then I'm only going by what was placed in front of me.
No, you're right. But our own regulations state.
If the signage has been removed, isn't this a moot conversation?
No. Okay. Regulations. And the signage section, the very last regulation.
The signage has been removed.
This is after term.
I'm going by what I'm reading.
Okay, what I'm saying, the sign hasn't been removed.
But it will.
But even if it has, our regulations allow you to put it back up.
It's fairly removed. If the sign is still there.
But he's proposing to remove it and put it up somewhere else.
I will address that.
Okay. So if that's not indicia of intent,
to abandon that non-conforming use, yeah. I don't know what would be. I mean, he intends to take the sign down.
I hear what you're saying, Bill.
But let me give you an example. Okay, Sitco was the previous company. Okay, so Sitco doesn't want to do business anymore. They leave. The owner still wants to maintain some sort of business there in the future to maybe sell it to someone else who wants to make a gasoline station out of it. Sitco says, hey, you got to take our name off the building, right? Our regulations permit that. All right. A wall or freestanding sign face shall be removed within 30 days after permanent closure of any business, but such removals should not affect the right of the current or future property owner to install a sign within each sign face equal to or less than the area of the sign previously existing on the property. I that's clear to me. That's crystal clear.
Connect for me. Okay. I'm with you 100% for the canopy there.
Yep.
But connect for me, tearing down that canopy and building it somewhere else.
The demolition or deconstruction of a non-conforming use, building, or structure shall not by itself be evidence of such property owner's intent to not reestablish such use, building, or structure.
Okay.
So the intent is to operate a gas station.
Wait a minute, Bill. He's the intent. If they tear it down,
yep.
The intent is not to establish the existing one because they're not putting it in the same footprint. If they put it in the same footprint,
doesn't say that.
That doesn't say that.
You're right. It doesn't stipulate that it has to go back exactly where it came from.
But if it doesn't state it, then it doesn't permit it. If it doesn't state it, it doesn't permit it. If a law is not stated, then it's not permitted. I don't know. Mark's the attorney, construction of
I don't want to weigh in as the attorney. I'm just one vote among five here tonight.
No,
but, yeah.
Saying,
right.
Yeah. I agree with you, Bill, 100%. If they left the canopy there and they want to put the sign back up again on the canopy, I'm with you on that. But I think they should be cautioned.
I came to that same conclusion a week ago.
Yeah.
Right. Until I got into the case law. Right. And every town where your side of the argument was ruled for were towns that had specific language in their regulations on what you could and could not do with a non-conforming pre-existing sign. Some towns are very specific. You cannot alter and change the structure. You're allowed minimal maintenance on the sign. So in some towns, you're right. The regulations say, no, you cannot do this. There is nothing in our regulations that says you cannot move the sign. It doesn't say that.
Because if it doesn't state that you can do it, you can't do it. If it doesn't state that you can do it, you can't do it. That's my understanding of the law. And what I'm trying to get tonight is to caution these applicants that if they tear down that canopy that's there now, but I'm inclined to think that they can't move that canopy and then put up a sign on it afterwards, because now you're moving the non-conformity. It's not non-conforming now. If the non-conformity is to exist, it has to exist. And the non-conformity is where it's located right now on that canopy that is there right now. And that non-conformity can be reconstructed as if a fire came and burned a house down, you build it on the same footprint, okay? But when you move it, that's new. And the move, abandonment is intent. Now, when they move that canopy, they intend to, when they, yeah, abandonment is intent.
Can I make a statement? Sure, please.
We haven't closed the public hearing yet.
I know you guys, this is our, I just want to ask permission to maybe help clarify the issue. Greg Fettis with Fettis Engineering. So I tend to agree with, I'm not sure if you're
Mr. Bill Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, or Commission Member Anderson. Analysis, I think what might help is if you look at it a little bit differently, just say, all right, if the gas station itself was non-conforming, would we have the ability to, when it was in disrepair, would we have the ability to knock it down and rebuild a new gas station? And I think the answer to that would be yes. We wouldn't have to build the exact same footprint of the building and the exact same footprint of the canopy. Because one, the existing canopy is unsafe. It's too close to the road. So if the use of the gas station was non-conforming, we would have the ability, based on that information, to rebuild it. And I think you're taking that argument and saying, okay, that applies to the non-conforming sign also. So I don't know if that helps or hurts, but I think it's a way to look at it that we wouldn't have to build the exact same thing or put it back in the exact same spot. And there's no way, we're not removing, we're here before you tonight. Yes, we're going to remove the canopy, but we want to secure that existing non-conforming sign that's on there as part of it. We're not going to go ahead and rip down the canopy tomorrow and then say, oh, we never intended to do, we're putting all our cards on the table. We want to take down the existing canopy, put up a new canopy with signs. There's no intent of eliminating or getting rid of anything. In that spot, yes, because one, it's unsafe. Built too close to the road. There's several other reasons.
So in the building file, just so you know, there is a variance for that existing canopy. They applied for a variance for the front yard offset. Just so you know, I think it was 35 feet was what the offset called for. And that existing canopy, correct me if I'm wrong, is it 30 feet? Did they get a 5-foot variance?
I don't even think it's that. I think it's right on the line at this point. Maybe the road was
wide. I don't know the history of Route 6 if they.
I don't either. But they changed it's much the closer than 30.
Much closer. Okay. Much closer. But there was a variance for that canopy to be less than the required offset from the street at the time it was built. That's probably put up.
The building was already there, the pumps were already there, and they said, we want a canopy over our pumps. And instead of, you know, that's how the variance was granted. It's an existing, probably non-conforming pump location, canopy, you know, otherwise you'd have to move the building, move the pump. You'd have to move everything, which is what we're doing now. We took everything down and moved everything back away from the right.
Back to your point, Morris, where you said, if it's not permitted in the regulations, you can't do it. If there's a sign, a non-conforming sign on a building, and they take it down to paint the building, do the regulations allow them to put it up 3 feet more to the left? Can they move that sign on? Does that violate the non-conforming use? As long as they stay within the size.
That's not the point. The point is that you put the sign up. I'm not saying that they can't put a sign on the canopy, but if they're asking us to have a variance on an existing situation, we grant the variance. It turns out to be a phantom variance because what it's for has been destroyed and moved.
We're not asking for anything on the existing canopy. We're asking to take that existing sign that's on the existing canopy and apply it to the new.
I am misinterpreting what you're here tonight.
And I think one other thing I'd like to add is that another hardship is that we're making an existing nonconformity better, which is the canopy. We're moving that away. which is an argument that case law supports, I believe.
So, I mean, with that being said, moving the canopy.
When you're done.
With that being said, taking the canopy out of a pre-existing non-conforming use, which they have a variance for. I personally, I think they can leave the canopy right where it is. I don't think anyone can force them to move it, even if it's that close to the road. But by moving, the DOT say
they haven't, but they could.
They can, even with the variance. A legal variance. It's legal.
There's a lot of other state highway, town variance.
But moving the canopy to be compliant with the front yard offset. And we've established, I think we've established that the sign is non-conforming, pre-existing, and I don't think it's the intent of the owner of the property to discontinue the use. So I think it exists.
Agreed.
So if they're moving the canopy into a position to conform with the regulations, I would allow them to take that non-conforming sign to go with it.
If they move take that canopy, and move that back, you say, because of the setback or something like that?
They tear down the old canopy, put up a new canopy because they have to. You can't. There's footings in the ground. You can't move that. There's no moving that canopy. You have to build
a new supposition.
Build a new. And I had the same concerns. The new canopy is a bigger footprint than the old canopy. But the new canopy conforms to current regulations. All I'm saying is I believe the non-conforming pre-existing use of the sign should go with the canopy because they're being forced to move the canopy.
We're not.
If they're forced to move the canopy, I'll go along with.
Okay.
But to voluntarily take it, you have to connect me, Bill.
Yeah.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm with you, but you have to connect me somehow to.
I think this is clear. The title of this, an act clarifying the continuation of non-conforming uses, building or structure. It's clear to me.
So in essence, what you're saying, because they had a sign on the canopy that was there, and they built a new canopy, they should have the sign on the new canopy.
Because it's a sign. The sign has its rules and regulations.
You got
right.
Yeah.
The canopy has it. They're two different things.
I disagree.
As do I.
And I can't pull out numbers. And I could go home and find what I'm going to refer to. And what I believe I've learned is that part of the backbone of zoning regulations is to get rid of all, where humanly possible and legal and fair, to get rid of nonconformity.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
And on what point are is anyone saying that the sign has been abandoned and doesn't apply for pre-existing non-conforming use?
I'm told it's gone.
I'm disappointed that an agency would make an opinion to a board that has no business making an opinion to us. That would be my content with that paragraph.
Well, maybe I can simplify it a little bit, or at least look at it from a different angle. If you look at the pack that we all have, and you've got 18B under general, right here.
Yeah.
If you look, everybody found 18B.
Yep.
The first sign says, this is general. No sign shall be established, constructed, structurally altered, or moved except in conformance with these regulations. And then you go down paragraph or two below, 18D, prohibited signs, section 4, signs on canopies. So I don't, to me, it seems pretty straightforward.
Thank you. I missed that.
Okay. So once they move that sign, it has to be in conformance. And I think we all agree. Well, I suspect we all agree that a sign on a structured canopy is not in conformance.
Mark, would you agree that if the canopy is there, they could put a sign back on that canopy there?
If they didn't move it?
Yeah.
If they maintain the non-conforming use?
Sit though right on. What's there right now?
Well, that's going to be a different issue, which I hope we don't get into, because actually then you're making
That's not part of this.
Well, that's what I thought this was about.
Well, they're not, because they're taking it down, so that's not an issue before us. But whether you're making it not,
a whole different picture, whole different perspective.
If they were asking us tonight, can I just repaint the sign? That would be a different argument. We probably have different things to look at. And then you're asking, are you making the sign more? Are you increasing the nonconformity by doing that? Because right now you've got a very whited out sign. We don't have to get into that. I mean, right now, because I don't think more, because by, it's painted out and you're painting a new sign on, are you making it more nonconforming? Arguably you are, you're increasing the nonconformity. But anyhow, we probably don't need to get to that. I mean, I think the gentleman have two issues. We haven't even got to the second one yet. Maybe their hardship issue is their, it sounded like that was their more, at least when they wrote it up, that's what they were putting most of their emphasis on. But I would suggest to you that if John is right. I mean, the goal of zoning is to eventually over time to get rid of nonconformities. Over time it's supposed to get better. And you don't have the option. If you've got one nonconformity, it's not like you've got a chip that you can say, I'm going to move that one, but now I'm entitled to another nonconformity elsewhere. I mean, you just can't say, okay, because I'm giving up this nonconformity, now I get to put the sign in the canopy, which is another totally different nonconformity. So you can't kind of play one off the other, I would suggest. That would be my from my simplistic point of view, if they move the sign, even if your example from before, if they somehow hooked it up with a helicopter, moved the existing canopy and moved it 20 feet, they've moved it. And they've started over. And I would say that's a different story. So
that just Greg Fettis again. That's what Valero did. I'm just saying, I don't know when they did it. I don't know what year they did it, but they clearly tore down the old canopy and put up a new canopy.
At this location?
No, different, wherever it is. I have it here.
See, that's dangerous. And we don't know. We don't know why either.
24?
So we don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, thank you.
All I'm saying is the CEO said that was okay, and this isn't. I don't see any difference.
Gotcha.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's the problem with precedents. Same thing, we ever granted yours tonight, then the next people, Bolton or Munson's, could ask for. And so could, it just, that's why we try to be consistent, but we can't speak. Because I know in the 12 or 14 years I've been here, we didn't face that.
So everyone's got. Maybe something.
I shouldn't say this, but I think they'd be better off to withdraw their application and get to the point where later on, where they have the canopy in place where they want it, and then come back to us and saying they want to put the sign, this particular sign, on the canopy where the canopy is set for. I would have a much clearer picture and understanding of the situation, and now, because my understanding now is that they want to go down there and our old Charlie had his gas station and they want to tear everything down. I was not aware of that. And my coming here tonight is the expectation that they want to re-put that canopy, the way it is there now, and put up the fact that the put Citgo Valero, whatever they sell, Get Mobile, whatever they want.
Yeah.
So my direction is that I think they're premature. I think that just say on a supposition that, well, we're going to move it back, and we don't know exactly how far back it's going to be put now. Because there is no question, people go, excuse me, like the hammers of hell down that hill when they go down Route 6. And I will grant them the fact that they have a point as a safety factor there. When you look around other towns, the gas stations, they have their name, their logo up there. And so there's advertising. I have no problem with it being where it is, but I do have a problem with it being moved.
Just one other comment before I let this go. In a different situation, this is just some history on how towns function. 20 years ago, there was a precedence case that a guy won. The town told him he had to build a house of a certain square footage. He fought it and won. Every town in Connecticut was supposed to change their regulations to get rid of minimum square footage for residential housing. 20 years ago, that should have been done. Just within the last year, the state of Connecticut finally forced every town in Connecticut to change their regs to get rid of minimum square footage requirements. So I agree with you 100%. Our regulations are clear. No sign shall be established, constructed, structured, altered, moved, except in conformance with these regulations. I agree with you, but that totally contradicts this clarification that the state put out in 2017. It totally contradicts this. And these regulations might be wrong. It's not for us to determine this is right and this is wrong. All I'm saying is I think the applicant has a case. That's all I'm saying. Not with us.
Right.
But the next step, if they choose to go down that road.
Unless the applicant's going to take up Morris's suggestion.
Sure. I'm just talking.
Right.
Jonathan wanted to say something.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't important.
Well, I'm sure Jonathan, it was. But...
No.
So I have exhausted. I truly thought when I came here tonight, they had a case for a pre-existing non-conforming use until you brought up that section, which it would have been nice if in Patrice's or whoever wrote the comment, instead of our opinion, they should have stated that portion of the regulation. That would have been nice if they told us the regulation to go to. So let's put that aside. Can we go back to the safety issue and the variance for safety? We can discuss that.
Have a comment in that regard. And you guys are talking about how fast people go down Route 6 there and up Route 6 there.
Both directions.
I live on Bolton Center Road and I go down 44 over to the hardware store. And for a short while, I get on 384. And it's 40 miles an hour. If I go only 40 miles an hour,
you get rear-ended.
So I went to the state police. Trying to not be a wise guy. And their advice was to take a deep breath and step on the gas if I had to. They drive fast in front of the old M&M oil. They drive fast everywhere. It's not a peculiar to that business alone.
I understand that. It's just going to the hardware store. When you leave your house, you know you're going to the hardware store.
That's right.
When you leave your house and you don't know whether you need gas or not, you're like, oh,
yeah,
there's the Citgo. I see the sign. Boom, I'm going to slow down and pull over. It's different. You're not leaving your house saying, I'm going to Citgo to get gas.
If you'll indulge me just another. A lot of informed people have a map on their cell phone. And I don't, nor do I have a cell phone. But when I go somewhere, I'm looking for street signs. There aren't many street signs anymore.
No,
because nobody's looking for street signs. They got the whole thing mapped out. So my suggestion, the same people that are looking to get gasoline are probably looking here as much as they're looking around for a sign. That's all.
Well, I know I use the GPS on my phone all the time. I rarely use it for gas unless the light's on.
Yeah.
And it's on, and I say, I got to get off the next exit or wherever I am.
and find a gas station.
So if the sign can't be here, it can't be anywhere.
Well, I would disagree. I think it can be. It's there now. It can be moved.
If there were nothing there and you were building a new gas station, you'd want a sign up somewhere.
Yeah, we do have an existing non-conforming ID sign.
Pretend you didn't have that. Where would you put a sign?
I would put one that conforms. I'd have to if I didn't have a sign.
And would it work? Would it convey information?
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
It wouldn't be as good.
We prefer the existing non-conforming location. If we didn't, we would actually propose a new ID sign. And I highlighted it because it's here.
Yeah, you know what you're looking at up there.
I'm just showing you. Here's Hop River Route 6. Here's our entrances. The existing canopy is actually right here.
Yeah.
On the property. We're pushing that back, making it compliant to your regulations, which, again, I did not think of it at the time. It is a nonconformity that we're getting rid of. In fact, I would think that's a much larger nonconformity than that.
And you think it would be more visible on the canopy coming down that hill where there's the guys running the wood splitter and all that jazz? I beg to differ.
A gas station is a unique use.
Yeah.
There's three of them in town. Again, they get in their car when they're leaving the house. I'm going to the hardware store. I'm going to go grab some stuff. And then if you happen to see, I'm low on gas, I'll stop at the gas station on the way.
But that little sign, I think, is far more visible than the canopy facing Dave Wilson's auto body shop.
Well, we're looking at the canopy.
Yeah.
The signal sign here and here.
Yeah.
The most important.
Yeah.
That you're going to see coming down the road. Are you going to see both in some cases? Yes.
Yeah.
But again,
I follow you.
Down Route 6. And
thank you.
Just to summarize, and I'll be quiet, and then I'll maybe just chat with my client for a second to see if he wants to take the commissioner's advice to withdraw at this point, or whether we should just move forward and either get a vote tonight or continue it to next month and maybe present a more formal traffic plan that talks a little bit, put something in the record regarding safety, more so than what I've said, which I am, again, professional engineer licensed in the state of Connecticut. I do have experience with hundreds of gas stations.
Just a thought, if you're going to come in with that approach and you're already in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission, maybe it'd be easier for you to convince them, saying, we think this is a safety issue. Give us a special exception. Don't come to us for variance. Go to them and say, as part of making this a new, improved, beautiful, and safe project, would you consider giving us a special, add that to the list to them? Because, frankly, they're the body in town who's supposed to be ensuring safe roads, and this is their bailiwick. And as Mr. Treat mentioned early on, our role as a Zoning Board of Appeals, as you're probably aware, is somewhat limited. The statutes of the state say that we can give variances when your situation differs from that of the masses. Generally, the Planning and Zoning Commission puts out regulations that are applied to all. We all recognize that in some cases, one size doesn't fit all. But you have to show us that magical hardship that separates you from the rest, and that warrants us saying that limited, that rare case where we're going to say the regulations of the town of Bolton don't apply to you. And for you to say it's safety, which is, again, really the bailiwick of the Planning and Zoning Commission, to say that we have a better vantage point, or we have a better appreciation of what's safe and what's not safe than the Planning and Zoning Commission, which is gonna rule upon the egress and means of, they're gonna rule upon all that as part of their your application to them. It seems like perhaps you're, I might suggest, if you're gonna come in with the traffic safety engineers or your own, opinion that this is a safety issue, they're the ones who are gonna wanna hear that. because they don't want unsafe, you know, premises either. Right.
Yes, and we, you know, as well, DOT looked at our egress and ingress.
That's true. State highway.
They're happy. Right. I'm sure they're thrilled, although they didn't say anything that we moved the canopy. Those cars were basically within the right of way that are on that side of the pumps on the roadside. But I'm not sure that.
You said the existing canopy is right on a property line?
Yeah. Yes.
So, as you said, if you have to move it because of frontage, what you manage for frontage requirements.
Well, I think our argument is threefold. Safety, existing nonconformity that we're making better by moving the canopy.
I understand, sir. But if it's on a property line right now, you get what, 35, is it 40, 35 feet frontage?
I'm not even sure on a state highway if that changes. So I'm hesitant to say the number. Yeah, there's.
The minimum front yard is 35.
35.
That's what the variance said. They got a variance from the 35 back in whenever they built that thing. I don't know what year they built it.
They got a variance at all.
Well, I saw it. They got it. It's in the town file. I saw it.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll trust you on that. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. So again, I'm just going to summarize and then. If planning and zoning is can and will approve canopy signage,
it's their regulation. They will probably be very hesitant to do so. But if you were able to convince them that this is a safety issue,
but they can. How many votes can't planning and zoning with a certain majority vote deviate from any one of their regulations? Isn't there a magic number?
They can special exception.
That's what I'm saying. But they need a certain number of people. Right.
I have to convince them this is truly a safety issue.
There's a number that have to vote for. It's kind of a high.
Majority plus one.
There's a lot of options. If you don't mind, I'll just add another couple options.
Or just let him finish.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry. My mistake. I thought he was done.
That's fine. No, just to reiterate, threefold our hardship. One is the existing nonconformity there's no intent to give it up. We have it now. We want to continue to use the sign, canopy sign. Eliminating a nonconformity by moving the canopy back from basically 0 feet to 50.3, which is well over the 35 required. I believe that's been utilized as a hardship. Meeting the hardship requirement in the state of Connecticut. And third would be the safety issue. And again, we can come back with all sorts of material regarding safety, but it's basically, you know, almost 60 miles an hour, identifying a use that it's not a destination. Some people it's a destination. Hey, I'm going to the best way to buy a Coke and maybe, you know, walk the trail or something. But most people are in their car and say, hey, I need gas. I'm done.
Before we have any more questions, if there's any possibility that you and your clients are going to withdraw this, I'd ask you to consider that now, because we're in effect wasting our time here if you are going to withdraw it. And I'd like to get at least one of our members home for a cup of coffee and a good dinner. So if why don't you consider that before we go any further, if that is agreeable.
You want to just take a couple minutes?
Sure. Break? Sure. Yeah. Let's just.
Okay. You ask one question. You asking to have decide planning zoning to look this, and I don't think they're going to look at this. The signing issue. I think a town lady, that staff member,
Patrice Carson?
Yeah, Patrice, she said you have to go to variance. Planning, zoning, they're not going to look it up, this thing. You know, they're not going to, I don't know.
Yeah, historically, just from my experience and working in the state of Connecticut the last 15 years, that'll be. Don't meet the regs, we need to come get a variance from the ZBA. Certain things, and I think they've lessened. There used to be a little more subjectiveness to planning and zoning, being able to do some of the stuff you talked about, but I think
more recently in the last few years, it's become very objective, and it's either, you know, it's black and white.
And I don't mean to imply you're going to be successful in that approach. Yeah, it's their regulations, yeah. And they may say we drafted these regulations with great care for a reason, and we see no reason. So that I'm not predicting your outcome. But on the other hand, I could also predict that if you go back in front of P&Z for your final approval, they may also view it as the fact you were at the ZBA just a couple of days ago and you were sort of backdooring our regulations by trying to get a variance on a project we haven't even approved yet. That may raise an eyebrow or two. So it may be good to at least advise them of and they may say, yeah, now we can't grant it. Go back to the ZBA.
I think there's staff review in the file with planning and zoning that basically states that the signage package is not approved.
Want to take a brief break just to decide if you want to, because remember now, you've got to get a variance granted, you've got to get 4 out of 5 votes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So
before they break, I just have 2 comments. If I would be okay with a hardship, if the Department of Transportation sent you a letter saying you have to move that canopy, because now that's, you haven't created the hardship, they have. Because you can say, hey, we want to keep the canopy because we want to keep the sign, but DOT says we have to move it. That's a hardship, because you don't want to, but you're being forced to. If you can get someone a traffic study.
Why is that a hardship?
Why is that a hardship? Because they don't want to move the canopy, but if DOT says they have to.
Isn't the canopy right on the line?
It's on the property line.
I don't. All I know is what I read
on the property line.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I read the variance that was given when it was built, and the town of Bolton
more than I've done.
The town of Bolton gave them a variance to be less than 35 feet from the state's right of way at that date. I don't know if the state resurveyed the road and opened the right of way, made it wider. I have no idea. I went to the site. And I saw the canopy, and the canopy's not hanging over the road, so I don't think the canopy's on the lawn. The edge of the canopy, the drip edge,
edge of the canopy is on the right line, which is
okay,
15 feet back from the edge of.
Okay, so the canopy,
it's within the state right away, not okay. Within it, but
right.
It's okay. Very close to the right.
It hangs over the state right away.
It does not hang over it. Okay. It's cool. Right. It's right there. Way too close for your regulations.
That was one stipulation. If there's a traffic study that says, you know, hey, for motorists to recognize a gas station and whip in here on a road that is, you know, the speed is whatever it is on the traffic study, I think that's more of a hardship than the other 2 gas stations on roads of lower speeds. But if there's a safety issue, that the traffic study would have to allude to, because of the high speed, more visibility for people to recognize this is a gas station. I would say that's a hardship that the other 2 gas stations don't have. But that's my personal opinion.
Would it,
on hardship.
Great, thanks. And would it be acceptable to maybe ask for continuance to the next meeting and make this decision?
These are just my opinions.
Make these decisions with not under the gun kind of thing.
We're generally pretty amenable to that. We don't often meet in December, but for I can't speak for the board. I guess we could do that if that was... especially if you felt you're going to submit, you know, something of, you know, that was going to be a game changer.
I mean, does anyone, I'm just curious of the people that would be voting, does anyone agree that if they're forced to move the canopy by the state, that that's a hardship because they don't want to do it? And the sign would go with it.
That's kind of a hypothetical. Okay. I haven't wrapped my head around yet.
A hardship.
Yeah,
okay.
It'd be extremely challenging.
I'm just looking
to get a letter
to help
the state to saying that
navigate the hardship
when they've already seen our plans and basically approve the new location of the canopy.
So we have,
since they did,
we haven't closed the public hearing yet. So if you are
maybe
core, you know, talk, decide what you want to do, and let us know because.
Yes. Thank you.
It's just a suggestion.
I'm pissed I missed that. I am so pissed I missed that general regulation sign cannot be moved. I didn't see it.
Well,
pissed me off.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Oh,
I you ever hear the goddamn book and cranny of the regs, you know, trying to find a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
No, I went through and highlighted the whole thing. I figured try to find out if there's anything. I guess we can do this.
Wetlands.
So Greg Fettesley respectfully requested a continuance of the public hearing and leave it open until your next scheduled meeting, if it's December 8th, if it's January.
Okay.
As long as we have
time. Is there any opposition on the board members to that proposal?
No.
All right, then why don't we adjourn at least this application at this time to be resumed at our next scheduled hearing. And I would just say if you mentioned tonight you thought perhaps you'd try to submit something via Zoom. If you can get that stuff to us in advance in some format,
yes,
you know, we'll work with you so that we can hopefully you won't be surprised by the town staff, nor will we, and nobody will be surprised by anything perhaps by next time. All right. If we're done with that, the only other we don't have to have elections. That was just a carryover from last year's agenda. We're not doing elections tonight. We can't do them because today's the day of the election. We couldn't do it for 2 weeks anyhow, even if we wanted to. There's no correspondence I'm aware of, but before we adjourn, if we wanted to pick dates for next year's meetings, the second Tuesday of every month would be as follows if that met with everyone's approval. We could vote on that tonight, and that way we could reserve this room if nothing else.
Hello.
Any discussion?
Second.
All right.
We blew right through that discussion. Sorry to hold you up another 30 seconds. It's November 14th, any type of election?
No, it's 60. Yep, we're good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, for another discussion, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, we'll submit those then. And believe it or not, I had a copy and I didn't bring them with me. So
that's good. See, John wants to eat.
I get it.
We got election on TV.
I did read the local
next meeting.
Yeah. Do you mind? Okay.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Up. All right. Second. Discussion. It carries. Thank you.
Look, the moon is still bright.
I know, but I got a couple.